We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Here's our top local story. An Orange County city loses a round in court over California's controversial sanctuary state law.
When Huntington Beach council members voted to exempt themselves from California's sanctuary state law, the matter ended up in court. Now a state appellate court has told Huntington Beach that their vote to exempt was unlawful.
When the sanctuary state law sought to tell our police department what it can and cannot do with regard to its law enforcement activities and told the city what it can and cannot do as it relates to committing resources or spending resources on law enforcement activities, you know, we said that it goes too far and it violates our charter city rights.
City Attorney Michael Gates says he disagrees with the decision that he'll recommend to the council to appeal to the California Supreme Court. And in the meantime, he says the council will also have to decide if Huntington Beach will continue to act as though it's exempt from sanctuary state law if it does indeed appeal to the state's highest court. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA Unified Superintendent Austin Buettner has written a letter to the governor seeking a pilot program aimed at providing services to thousands of students and their families who are homeless.
Buettner says they want to be part of the solution and has put forth suggestions on how schools can do just that. He says if the state were to provide funding, they could hire homeless counselors that would be responsible for connecting those in need to services.
Come with me to a school and you'll see the impact being homeless, experiencing homelessness as a student and their family can have on a student. You'll see in the morning when we feed them their first hot meal how eager they are to eat.
He says students are sometimes distracted because they haven't slept.
The trauma that they're bringing gets in the way of learning.
Buettner addressed his letter to the governor and the co-chairs of his Commission on Homelessness and Supportive Housing. About 17,000 LA Unified students and their families are experiencing homelessness, but Buettner says that number is probably higher. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
Governor Newsom has just finished briefing reporters in Sacramento after releasing his state budget plan for this year. It includes extending health care benefits to 27,000 older low-income immigrants who are in the country illegally. And boosting spending on disaster response with the hiring by Cal Fire of nearly 700 new firefighters. But the governor also says he is protecting the state from slipping into debt by putting money into the reserves.
I'm not aware of any other state that's used general fund surplus money to pay down at this rate long-term unfunded obligations.
The plan forecasts a more than $5 billion surplus with $21 billion in reserves for what the governor says will be an inevitable economic turndown. Republican political consultant Mike Madrid of Grassroots Lab tells KNX it will take quite a while to finalize spending.
This is the beginning of what's going to be a long dance through June of determining not just what the spending priorities are of the governor, but negotiating with the state legislature, and of course, dealing with what the actual finances are. These are all based off of projections. We won't know how much money we actually have until the middle of May, and then hopefully we'll close the budget in June.
The budget also includes the innovative plan to have the state go into producing generic drugs under its own brand. California is on the verge of establishing its own financial protection agency, and consumer advocates appear to be on board with that idea.
In Governor Gavin Newsom's budget is a reorganization of the existing Department of Business Oversight to create a Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. The mission would be to protect consumers from predatory lending practices and onerous debt collection. Ira Reingold, head of the National Organization of Consumer Advocates, applauds the move.
I think states like California taking the lead, filling in the gaps that are now being left by our national government's failure is a wonderful idea. California has led in other places, and I'm glad to see that California is interested in leading in financial regulation as well.
State leaders believe the new organization will stand up to any legal challenges banks might throw at it, and it should pass muster with taxpayer groups since it won't require an increase in spending to establish the renamed bureau. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, despite pleas from animal activists, aggressive coyotes will still be trapped and killed in the city of Walnut. The council has decided to stick with its current policy, and some advocates push them to change it.
My urge would be to cancel the coyote contract, the trapping contract, immediately. Use that money to put some postcards in people's mailboxes telling them how to keep their pets safe.
Since the program went into effect last summer, Walnut has trapped and killed 11 coyotes. Walnut is one of several San Gabriel Valley cities dealing with an increase in coyote attacks on pets. The city encourages people to coyote-proof their yards by keeping pets and food inside. San Clemente is not waiting for Orange County's toll road agencies to decide how to connect State Route 241 with the I-5. The city is trying to eliminate one of the possible routes by buying up the land. A homeless advocacy group is already in escrow for the 10 acres, but told the Orange County Register it may pull out later this month. If it does, the city says it is ready with its own $20,000 offer for the land.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.